touch him now. I'll fall on my face in the presence of angels, millions of saints around the throne. And I'll worship the Lord, sing hallelujah, without all the trouble I've known. And I'll see those hands that lifted my burden, and I'll see those scars on his brow. But I don't have to wait, oh, until I get to heaven. By faith, I'm gonna touch him right now. And oh, I can reach out and touch the hem of his garment, and I know that he will make me whole. For he's passing by this very moment. Can you feel the virtue that flows? Someday I'm gonna walk through the gates of that city. By faith I'm gonna make it somehow. Oh, but I don't have to wait until I get to heaven. By faith, oh, I can touch it. Glory to God. I can reach out and touch, oh, the hem of his garment, and I know that he will make me whole. For he's passing by, oh, this very moment. Can you feel the virtue that flows? Someday I will walk through, oh, the gates of that city. Oh, by faith I'm gonna make it somehow. But I don't have to wait until I get to heaven. By faith I'm gonna make it right now. Oh, I can reach out and touch, oh, the hem of his garment, and I know that he will make me whole. For he's passing by this very moment. Can you feel the virtue that flows? Someday I'm gonna walk through the gates of that city. By faith I'm gonna make it somehow. Oh, but I don't have to wait until I get to heaven. By faith I'm gonna make it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you raise your hands and praise the Lord this morning? Glory to God. Aren't you glad you can touch him right now? Hallelujah. By faith. I can touch him right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need to touch the Lord this morning, amen, if you will reach out in faith, you can touch him. Hallelujah. You can touch him this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd like to share something just with you here just for a few minutes this morning. Amen. Want the Lord to help us. If you'd turn in your Bibles over to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Amen. I want to share this with you. The Lord to help me here today. Glory to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Appreciate each of you being in the house of the Lord. Your faithful attendance to revival. Amen. All those who have came. And I know you have been blessed because God has been here. Amen. He has been here to move. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I appreciated the teaching this morning. Amen. The wonderful things. My. I better not even start. I don't even want to comment. Brother Boyce covered it so well this morning. Amen. You know how preachers are. So many thoughts come to your mind and so many things could be said. And most of the time we end up saying them and wish we hadn't. But anyway, you know, because we take too long. But anyway, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Good to be with you all this morning. But I want you to look at these verses of Scripture with me here today. One verse of Scripture I'd like to read to you out of this in chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us here this morning? God, we need you. Lord, here this morning, Lord, if there's a heart in this place that needs to know you, God, I ask that you would reach down with your mighty hand. God, as we are here this morning to learn more of you, God, I ask you to anoint me in the ears of the hearers that our spirits could bear witness with your word and who you are. Oh, that we could recognize the need in our heart for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I want you to look at these verses of scripture. I'd like to just talk to you about this simply this morning on Jesus, the gift. Jesus, the gift. Amen. What a gift that has been given to man. Amen. You and I are here this morning, and there has been one thing. You ever got a gift you didn't care for at Christmas? Amen. You ever got a gift that you got at Christmas that you gave to somebody else next Christmas? Huh? Amen. There's gifts that sometimes we get in life that we don't care for. We re-gift those to other individuals. Some of you got guilty looks on your face this morning. Amen. But I want to tell you, there's things that we get in life that are not always what we desire. Amen. But there is a gift, and his name is Jesus Christ this morning. That is the most wonderful gift that's ever been given to man. Amen. It's the most wonderful thing that man has ever been able, amen, to receive into their life. It's a gift that sits and waits for that earnest heart, amen, to come and plead and bow themselves, amen, and ask for that confession and confess before him and give their life to him. Amen. And when they do, that gift comes in, covers their heart, washes away their sin. Oh, what a gift that's been given to us. Amen. I want to tell you, it is a wonderful, Jesus is the only gift that the world needs. Amen. Amen. We find here that Paul tells us, amen, that thanks be unto God for the unspeakable gift. Amen. Paul lets us know that this is a wonderful gift. Amen. But he puts the word on there, unspeakable. If I ask these young folks or ask you this morning, amen, what does unspeakable mean? Amen. For some of us, unspeakable means, amen, it's something we don't want to talk about. It's something that shouldn't be mentioned in public. It's words that should not be uttered. But that's not what Paul necessarily means here. Amen. What he means is this is an unspeakable gift, amen, that has been given to mankind. Amen. What's he trying to say? Amen. There's something about Jesus that words cannot tell. Amen. Words cannot tell. Amen. There's not enough letters in the alphabet. Amen. There's not enough words in the vocabulary, amen, to describe the goodness of the gift, amen, that mankind has been given. He says it is an unspeakable gift. Amen. Glory to God, because we can't bend again, amen, to describe the goodness of God. Amen. We can't begin to describe the goodness and joy, amen, that Christ brings. It's an unspeakable gift because it was given. Amen. Without ever man ever really longing, amen, for the gift to come to them. Amen. There's children at Christmas that desire. Amen. They tell their parents, "Lord, I want this, I want that." Amen. There's an earnest desire in their heart. Amen. But I want to tell you, an unspeakable gift came. Amen. We cannot describe the love of Christ. Amen. We cannot describe the grace of Christ, amen, that came to you and to me. Amen. Glory to God. If you are here this morning and you need Jesus, I'm here to tell you about an unspeakable gift. Amen. You cannot describe it because you have not really longed for him. Amen. As sinners, the Bible told us, amen, that God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's undescribable. Amen. Because in the middle of the time when we rejected God and we pushed him away and they spat in his face, amen, they plucked the beard out of his face and they beat him up on the back, he still willingly loved enough, amen, to pay the penalty of death, if you will, amen, so we could receive the glorious cross of salvation. Amen. Church, what an unspeakable gift, amen, that we have this morning. Amen. I want to tell you, he is unspeakable, amen, because he came down, amen, to this world, amen, born in a lowly manger, amen, just a simple child, if you will, amen, but came down to this world, amen, left the throne room of glory, left the splendors of heaven, amen, left all, if you will, as the world wants to look on it, the luxuries and fineries of things. Amen. But he came down to a world that would ridicule him, make fun of him, amen, despitefully use him, say all manner of evil against him falsely, and crucify him. Amen. But the reason he came, that's the reason we can't begin to describe, amen, who Jesus is. Amen. Because every time we try, it just seems like we fall so short, amen, describing the goodness of God. And Paul said he is the unspeakable gift, amen, that's been given to mankind. Amen. Can you tell what Jesus has meant for you? Amen. We are lost for words, aren't we? Amen. Can you tell about the saving grace that covered your sin? Amen. Washed it all away. Amen. Cast it into the deepest sea, as far as the east is from the west. No more to be remembered. Amen. Glory to God. It's undescribable, isn't it? Amen. Oh, it's unspeakable this morning. Amen. Because we cannot begin to tell of the goodness of Jesus. The unspeakable gift. It's an unspeakable gift because if I went around and passed the mic around this morning and we tried to tell all that Jesus has done, if we tried to tell all that Jesus has done, amen, it's unspeakable because he just did not do it for me. Amen, but you could look over at your wife this morning and you could say, "I thank God that he saved you." Amen. The wife could look back at the husband, and I believe a lot of us in our hearts this morning would be stirred if we'd recognize what he not just did for us, but what he did for that loved one sitting next to us. Amen, hallelujah. And recognize, church, listen to me this morning. I'm just going to preach to you a few minutes. It's all I've got here this morning. Amen, but I want you to listen here. Amen, glory to God. Do we really recognize what Christ still means to the church? Do we really, is Christ still unspeakable in our vocabulary? Or we just sum him up and say, amen, you know, it's Jesus. I mean, that's all I can say. Amen, but is there something downside that stirs within us? Amen, that longs to describe him, but we recognize that we really can. Amen, because he's so much more than words. He's so much more than the verbal tongue can speak. Amen. He is greater. He's the great I am. I want to tell you this morning, he is unspeakable. Amen. He's a gift that we long for. He's a gift that reaches to us. He's a gift that gave himself for us. Amen. Glory to God. He's unspeakable in everything that he ever did. Oh, glory to God. Amen. If I had to choose any gift, I believe I'd choose Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Because he is everything to us. Oh, glory to God. He's unspeakable. Can you describe him this morning? What can your word say about him? Think of where you were and what you were. Think of the life that you were in, and there was still a Savior longing for you to come to him. Amen. Reaching for you over and over and over again. Amen. Think about it. Amen. The horrible place that we were in, the pit that we were in. Amen. But oh, he loved us enough. Amen. That he would suffer the consequences of this world. Amen. The consequences of this life. Amen. He would face the rigor of this life. Amen. He would face the trials of this life. Amen. The temptations of this life. And all, he conquered them above and beyond. Oh, hallelujah. He came through shining like gold. Amen. But oh, he loved so much that he came. Amen. Church, he's an unspeakable gift for the church this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what a Savior that came. Amen. The Savior on the cross that came. Amen. That bled and died for our sin. Amen. That salvation could come to the world through the cross. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, he's unspeakable this morning. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the cross? Aren't you thankful for the blood? Aren't you thankful for a Savior? Aren't you thankful for a Redeemer? Oh, glory to God. I tell you what, it's an unspeakable gift this morning. Amen. There is no words that can tell it. There's no song that can be wrote good enough about him, because he is altogether lovely. He's altogether holy. He's altogether true. He's altogether righteous. He's altogether my best friend and the dearest friend I've ever had. Oh, at the cross where my blinded eyes were open and I saw the light of Jesus Christ. He's an unspeakable gift. Oh, hallelujah. He's unspeakable in every avenue. Oh, hallelujah. But I'd like to read another verse of scripture here to you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Ephesians 3, in verse 8, unto me who am less than the least, Paul talking again, of all the saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, not only is he unspeakable this morning, amen, but he is unsearchable. He is not unsearchable that you cannot reach him this morning, because when you needed salvation, you found him. Amen. He was just a call away. He is not unsearchable that we cannot know him. Amen. But we can know him as a dear friend. We can know him as a brother. Amen. He's not unsearchable. Amen. That when we are in trouble, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. You may call up, amen, roadside assistance. Amen. You may call up the doctor, and you may have to set an appointment down the road. Amen. But glory to God, we can search out and find Jesus Christ. And we, oh, glory to God, he's just a call away, and he'll make himself known to us. Oh, glory to God, he's unsearchable in all his ways. Amen. Because I can't figure out how a Savior would come down and suffer the things he did. I can't search and find, amen, the depths of his love, because his love goes deeper than any man can comprehend. His grace goes deeper than any man, amen, could ever put on a gauge or meter it. Oh, he's a great and mighty Jesus this morning. Amen. Because he's unsearchable. I will tell you this morning, I want to search him. I want to know him and all that I have to know. It's not an admonition this morning, amen, not to search out Christ, but I say let's reach deep. He's unsearchable in the fact that all the qualities of Christ, you can never find the depths of him, because he's that great. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. What are you searching for? What are you searching for? If you'll search this morning in Christ, your soul will be satisfied. Because oftentimes we search for love in this world and we find it. But oftentimes the love of the world lets us down. Listen to me. Oftentimes the love and relationships in this world, somebody gets to searching after something else and our love walks away. Oftentimes you may look for the love, young folks, of your parents, but love is not to be found there. Sometimes that love does not return. But when you search for the love of Christ, you can fall so deep in love with him. And you'll find that he's so deeply in love with you that you can never find the bottom. It's an endless well of love. Do you long to be loved this morning? Then search out Christ. Oh, do you long to be close to him? Then search out Christ. Oh, because he loves unconditionally. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God that he loves unconditionally for me. Amen. Because while I was yet a sinner, amen, Christ died for me. He was still searching. As the song says, he came looking for me and he found me. Thank God. Oh, glory to God. He was searching me before I searched out him and he found me. Glory to God. I tell you, he is the Son of God. He's the Savior of sinners. He's unsearchable. He's the payer of a debt that I owed. He's the Redeemer of all men. And he's the Word of life. Church, I tell you this morning, he is unsearchable. Those words may be big words, but they're not bad words. They're wonderful when you, if you could find an individual in life that words could not describe how good they were and how wonderful they were. If somebody asks you about them and you say, just unspeakable. They're that wonderful. Well, what about their character? I've searched it out and can't find the end of its goodness. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you're lost here this morning, and I don't know who all's in this house, but I want to tell you something. Maybe you're just a saint of God that has forgot really how good Christ is. Amen. Maybe, amen, he's not as good, and his love doesn't seem as big. Amen. His grace doesn't seem as sufficient, amen, as it once was. But I'm here to tell you that everything he was in the past, he still is today. Hallelujah. He's still unspeakable, and he's still unsearchable. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I want to read another verse of scripture to you real quick. Amen. Here in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. It says, for by the grace of God are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, what a Savior. Amen. That was a gift that was given to us. Amen. We could turn over to James and read. Amen. That every good gift and every perfect gift, amen, cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variables, neither any shadow of turning. Oh, God. Glory to God. What's that tell me? He knows and he gave, amen, the perfect gift, Brother Nathan, to me. He gave an unsearchable gift. He gave an unspeakable gift. I mean, we were forever in awe of what he did. Oh, an awe-inspiring gift. I mean, oh, hallelujah. I mean, that we could not tell about. I thank God for what he's done. Oh, but I tell you this morning, this gift has came to cover sin. This gift has came, amen, to lift the righteous. This gift has came this morning to lift up those who are downhearted. It's the game this morning to lift up those that are in trouble. He is an unspeakable gift. Jesus, the gift to humanity and the gift to this world. And if you do not know him, you can know him, because he is not hard to find. You can find him quickly. You can find him now. Oh, you can find him today. Do you long for somebody to love you? Do you long for somebody to be with you and walk beside you? It's Jesus. I'm getting ready to close. Sister Carrie, go ahead and come. Amen. Listen to me this morning. Jesus, the gift. Can I read one more verse to you here this morning? I got some other verses I could read. But oh, glory to God, let me read this one to you. Here today over in Psalms. Psalms 145 says this in verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. What's he mean there? He means that he is incomparable. There is none that can compare to Christ. Amen. You can search this world over and try to find somebody with his humility, and you'll never find an individual. Amen. Glory to God, because his greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah. Oh, it's incomparable this morning. Amen. His love is incomparable. His grace is incomparable. His grace and his sacrifice is incomparable. His power is incomparable. Amen. Glory to God. His glory and the salvation that come at Calvary, it's incomparable to anything else. Amen. I want to tell you, church, this morning, this Jesus that we know and that we're close to, there is none like him. There is none like him. You cannot compare him to anybody else. Amen. Oh, glory to God. But I tell you what, amen, glory to God, you'll find that everything about him is exactly what you want and what you need. Amen. You can compare it to the things of the world, and you'll find that nothing matches up. Amen. I wish I could sell him to you here this morning. I wish I could build him big enough this morning. Amen. But I find that my words, amen, cannot describe him. Oh, glory to God. And I can't reach deep enough to get a hold of the vastness of his glory. But I tell you this morning that he is unsearchable. His gift is for you, Jesus, the only begotten of the Son. Oh, what a gift to you and I. Oh, glory to God. Do you know him, Sister Carrie? Play. Go ahead. Do you know him this morning? I could go on here this morning, but let me close. Are you looking for somebody this morning that when friends ask you about him, you can tell them what he's done for you and how he's washed away sin, set you free, taken away the appetites of the world, gave you joy unspeakable. Ah, joy unspeakable. Words can't describe your joy at times, can it? That's the way I felt around here last night. Somebody tried to ask me. You'd had to been there. You'd had to been there. Amen. Just like, amen, it said to Nathaniel, come and see. We found, but you have to come and see. I can't tell you about him. Come and see. Amen. For yourself. Hallelujah. But do you long for that this morning? Do you long for this Christ? Amen. That you cannot even tell, really. Amen. You just see him so in, just not really able and not the words to tell it. Amen. When you find that you begin to get down and Lord, you know, Lord, I need more of your love. You'll find that there's more love to go into and more grace to reach into. Amen. There's more of him to find, more of his power and more of his glory. Oh, glory to God. And when you look around, this world looks for individuals in life. Amen. Glory to God. And they'll say, well, maybe they can help me. But when they compare him to Jesus, amen, they find that, oh, thanks be unto God for the unspeakable gift that you gave. Because it's that changed man. It's the only gift that brought redemption. It's the only gift that blood, amen, can cover sin. Thanks be unto God. Can we come around this altar this morning? Young folks, is there anybody here this morning feel like coming around the altar? Come to this altar. Do you need to dig back into the depths of Jesus Christ again? Do you really need to reach down to where he is again? Amen. Down and find on your knees. Oh, glory to God. I like the quote that Brother Boyce had up there this morning. Oh, really? In essence, the only thing between God and man, amen, is our knees. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And I believe that some of us here this morning, amen, what we need to do is get back down on our knees. Amen. Oh, we've been longing for God to move in the circumstances. But sometimes we feel like his hand is short and it cannot reach. But we know the Bible teaches contrary. It's long enough to reach to the worst situation. Oh, glory to God, and lift us up of where we are. Oh, church, this morning, do you long for Jesus? Amen. Can we just make everybody feel comfortable and come around the altar this morning? Hallelujah. For some of these that might hesitate, amen, let's come in around the altar. Glory to God, glory to God. I know everybody's got to go in just a moment, but take a moment to reach out to this blessed one that's been given for you, an unspeakable gift. Get that in your heart, an unspeakable gift. Words cannot tell. Words cannot spell what Jesus means to me. Oh, glory to God. And he can make you whole. He can make you whole. Do you need an unspeakable gift this morning? Do you need an unspeakable gift? Then cry out to Jesus. Jesus, the gift to the world. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's unspeakable. Reach to him this morning, young folks. Reach to him this morning, adults. Let us know. Oh, let us know that as deep as we go in Christ, there's still more to be found. Oh, there's there's still more searching and longing that we can do. And we will never satisfy the longing of our heart, because Jesus is everything we need and more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Endless in his love, endless in his grace, endless in his supply to us. Oh, do you need him? His blood can wash away the darkest sins, and it can wash away the sinner, the next one and the next one. In his blood never, never loses its power. Hallelujah. If you need Jesus this morning, or you need to recognize who Jesus is again, recognize the power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lord, help us this morning. Lord, I'm not even able to get up. Lord, how am I feeling? God, plant it in the heart for you. Plant it in the heart.
continue to pray. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to move in our service, if you'd stand. Amen. Tonight, let's pray for our service. God would help us, all right? Amen. Dear Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your privilege, oh God, to be in your house. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, thank you for the wonderful gift that we've received in Jesus Christ. God, the unsearchable, the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done in our heart and life. And God, we give you glory and praise for what you're doing in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Those praying, just continue to pray and seek the Lord. And amen. We'll come back tonight, 6:30. Youth service, 5:45, 5:30.